This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, thanks again to everybody for playing along with Has Been Ever, but especially to Paul for coming up with questions, and my wife Shelley for coming into the Corona Cave and giving her opinions, and Anthony, our contestant who won the prize. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. I wanted to bring back a couple of things we discussed earlier about the Padres. One, Major Garrett's column in the Claremont Times arguing that one of the reasons the Padres are having such a good season is because you haven't been allowed to go to the games, that the Padres are actually better off without fans. I disagreed. I think this team would thrive with fans in the stands, that they could actually be even better off if they had people supporting them. And I'll point back to 1998 and what San Diego did for that Padres team, supporting them through their October run. Really, it was something to behold, and I think we'd have something like that here in 2020. There's been some good atmospheres at Petco Park. I don't think we would have had any idea how electric it would have been this year and how electric it would be coming up in October if they did have fans in the stands. But, you know, Major makes his points, and I can't say 100% with certainty that he's wrong. So if you've got some thoughts, 833-288-0973. We also discussed the odds, and I told you why I don't think Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny Machado will win the MVP award in the National League. And it's not because neither of them is deserving. It's psychology. It's the splitting of the vote. I mean, if I can't decide which one's more important to the Padres, Paul, how is some voter in Cincinnati going to decide which guy is more important to the Padres? Isn't it just kind of easier? Oh, well, Freddie Freeman, yeah, he's obviously the best player in the Braves. I'll just give it to him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they're going to think of it in terms of who's most valuable to the Padres, because I think I would make the argument that Fernando Tatis Jr. is more important than anybody else to the Padres. But I can 1,000% understand why, especially given his slump here in this month, why a national voter or somebody that's not paying as close of attention to the Padres would be like, well, Manny Machado is clearly the MVP of the Padres.
Well, that's a legitimate take that you have there, Paul. I don't think that voters, though, are going to be able to have that kind of nuance when, you know, a lot of them probably aren't even seeing many Padres games on the West Coast. And you still have all those National League voters in New York and Miami. And, I mean, how many games have they really even seen the Padres play this season? And you got two guys kind of splitting the vote. Makes me think that neither one of them really has a chance to win the NL MVP award. Quick update. We did hear yesterday, Jay Stengler said that Mike Clevenger felt good in his bullpen session on the off day, and he will start this afternoon's home finale, last regular season home game of the year. 110 start here on 97.3 The Fan. The Padres going up against young right-hander Jaime Barilla, who will pitch for the Angels in game two of the series. Padres need a win just to split this season series with the Angels. They swept the Astros, swept the Rangers, but split six with the Mariners and need to win just to split four with the Angels. The teams you thought would be at the bottom of the barrel in the American League West have actually given the Padres the most trouble. And then as for the team that the Padres are most likely to face in the playoffs here, Paul, it's really hard to tell. The St. Louis Cardinals won yesterday. They shut out the Royals. They are currently now the best second-place team behind the Padres at 27-25. They would be the opponent if the playoffs started today. But it is absolutely jam-packed. The Marlins are 28-27, so they're just a half game back in the East. Then you've got the Reds and the Brewers, who are both 500, 28 and 28 for the Reds, 27 and 27 for the Brewers. And the Phillies aren't out of it at 27 and 29. They're just, you know, two games back of the Cardinals in the standings. So any one of those teams could still be the opponent the Padres end up facing in the postseason. Since it's the Cardinals, I said I wanted to kind of go through each day one of the opponents. The Cardinal, I took a little closer look. The Cardinals, the pitching staff scares you, obviously, a little bit. They've got Adam Wainwright, you know, the veteran, Jack Flaherty, and Carlos Martinez. But it's actually been their pitching depth that has carried them this year. Guys you probably don't know about, Kwang Hyun Kim and Austin Gomber, who pitched yesterday, have really provided some depth in their rotation. Offensively, the Cardinals don't really scare you. Paul Goldschmidt, yeah, you know, because he was kind of a Padres killer with the Diamondbacks. He walks a ton this year, which is why his OPS is 900, but he only has six home runs. It's not like he's just destroying pitching. He's just, you know, walking a lot. And then after that, they don't have a ton offensively. They're not the scariest team. So I don't know. I mean, Padres haven't had success against Cardinals in the playoffs, but as Jerry Coleman used to say, that was then, this is now.
Yeah,
this is a totally different team.
I don't think you can put a whole lot of weight into history between the two teams in the postseason. This is a completely different team, and I don't think Will Myers is wondering, oh my god, last time the Padres faced the Cardinals in the playoffs. No, I don't think for a second.
Let's get quickly. We got a couple callers on the line. I want to get to them if we can here. Let's see, Johnny. Welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning,
no Johnny.
To you. No Johnny. Gary.
Gary. We do have Gary.
Gary.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Gary.
I just wanted to see your take on the slam counter. I'm not a big fan of it. I think it's kind of a jinx and kind of a little arrogant.
Well, I mean, you know, I think they brought it out when it got to like five and then they hit two more. So it didn't jinx it for six and seven. I mean, the odds are against you hitting a grand slam in any situation. So if you want to call that a jinx or if you just want to call it the odds kind of evening out a little bit. The Padres, yes, the last few times they had the bases loaded, including last night in the first and the third inning, they didn't hit grand slams. Guess what? They're probably not going to hit another grand slam this season. Most teams only have like one or two all year long in a 60-game season. So the fact they have seven is already unbelievable. I like it because if they happened to hit one last night, man, how fired up would you be to see that tick from seven to eight and get a new number on the back of that mannequin. But I know what you mean. It's been stuck there on seven for a long time and just feels like, oh, now they're never going to get another one because they've brought attention to it. Gary, thanks for the call. Let's see. Is Luke still there, Paul?
We do have Luke.
Hey, Luke. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen.
What do you got in your mind?
I got a lot of stuff going on in the old brain housing group up there. Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. I echo Randy Jones' statement. Seattle had Toddy on his butt all series long. Inside on the hands. And I was waiting, just hoping for somebody to put one in somebody's ribs just to get, you know, give Toddy some room on the plate, protect our guy. And as far as what Major Garrett had to say, you know, I might agree with him just a little bit, and here's why. Just that as a season ticket holder and as somebody who is always at the ballpark, I can tell you when we're playing the big clubs, you know, the team up north in the five, and then a little further north in the five, and then, you know, the Phillies, the Cardinals, the Cubs, whatever, Petco becomes, and unfortunately, like we're the west coast of whatever's vacation spot. And so I've been at Petco where our own Manny Machado is at the plate, and he's getting booed. It's audible boos from fans from other clubs. That's the only thing that I could maybe think that Major Garrett was coming from. But
well,
otherwise,
I do get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, you know, no fans means no Dodger fans or no Giants fans coming into the ballpark, Luke. But I don't know that it really would have. I mean, it would have been hard to get a Padres ticket this year. I really think so. I mean, it would have been hard for Padres fans to get tickets, much less out-of-town fans. You know, it's easy when you have 20,000 Padres fans coming to the game. That means there's 25,000 tickets left for other teams' fans. But I don't think that would have been the case this year. So I don't necessarily know. Now, hey, if next year the Padres are struggling and not playing well at home in front of 40,000 fans, I don't know what, you know, maybe everyone should just be really still, like their cardboard cutouts, and not move at all during the game. And if they start playing well again, then we'll definitely say Major Garrett was on to something this year about no fans in the stands. But for me, I think this team would have thrived with Padres fans going nuts here at Petco Park in 2020. And I'll admit, that's an easy opinion to take because it makes you all sound good, and it would be a lot more fun to be there than not be there. Luke, thank you for the call. We are going to talk a little NBA hoops. Eric Pincus covering the Lakers for Bleacher Report as they have finally hit some adversity in the Western Conference Finals last night in Game 3. The Denver Nuggets coming back and taking their first game of the series. So see how things stand and how the Lakers should respond here coming up in Game 4 tomorrow. Eric Pincus, Bleacher Report, joining us next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.